want to welcome everybody here this morning. All of you who are able to be with us physically, in person, appreciate you are able to come out and be with us this morning as we worship. And also we want to welcome all of you who are worshiping with us online this morning through our live stream. We appreciate your coming to be with us to share this worship time. And this is a little bit of a different worship. We've done this kind before. We're going to be doing some various readings and so forth that have to do with, as we've been talking about over the last several weeks, that have to do with prophecies concerning the coming of the Messiah. Before we begin, there's a couple of things I need to tell you about. First of all, I have a prayer request to share with you, and this is concerning Lynette's sister Kathleen. She is in ICU in St. Cloud, Minnesota with COVID. She's not doing well and is struggling to breathe. Please pray for her peace and comfort and for God to deliver her in whatever way is best. And so please add Lynette's sister Kathleen to your prayer list for that. Does everybody here physically with us have one of the worship sheets, has all the readings and so forth on it? Tom is going to be leading us in our songs this morning, and the songs will be as they normally are up on the screen, and then we have Chuck will be reading and Holloway will be reading for us the different readings as we go through. And again, need for you guys to go up to the microphone when you read, so that the folks that are online with us can hear what we what we're reading. A couple of things here, real quickly. The event that we had planned for last week, and we moved it to this week because of the rain and so forth. And so it's raining again. So we're just canceling that. All right, we're not going to have the caroling and s'mores and hot chocolate event this evening at 5. So keep that in mind. Nothing. We're not going to be doing that today. We probably will not do it at all. So that's canceled. All right. All right. In our study that we've been doing over the last several weeks, we've been looking at various prophecies from the Old Testament that have to do with the coming of the Messiah. These prophecies, and we talked about over 300 of them in the Old Testament, that focus on and point to and tell us not only who the Messiah was going to be, when he was going to come, where he was going to come from, and all of those various aspects, what he was going to do when he came here, and what would happen to him. Well, this morning, our focus on the prophecies had to do with the birth narrative of Jesus. Okay, what we are celebrating this week coming up of Christmas, the birth of Christ coming here, we're going to be looking at some of the prophecies that directly speak to those events that took place when Jesus actually came here to this earth, born into this world. So that's what our focus is going to be about this morning. As we try to prepare our hearts and our minds, and gives us some things to be able to encourage and share with other people to take advantage of this Christmas season that we are in, to be able to talk to other people about Jesus and the significance of him coming here to this earth. So that's what this morning is really all about. To have a worship time where we are focusing on and honoring Jesus Christ in his birth and his coming here as a human being, all right, to live and to dwell amongst his creation. All right, so that's what we're doing. This is traditionally referred to as the Christmas story. Okay? The people walking in the darkness have seen a great light. And that great light is what we're going to be focusing on this morning as we worship God together. All right? Okay, Tom?
come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come, ye, O come, ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels. Sing in exultation. Oh, sing, all ye bright host of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning, Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing, O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Let's pray. Our Father, our Lord, and our God, we humbly bow before you this morning, thankful for all of the blessings that you continually pour out into our lives. Our Father, we're thankful this morning for the material blessings that you share with us by giving us jobs and income. Our Father, we're thankful for the spiritual blessings that you lavish on us through our church family here, and most of all, through Jesus, your Son, whose birth we celebrate at this time of the year. And our Father, we are thankful for that birth. We're thankful for the life that he lived on this earth, where he taught us your will for our lives. And our Father, most of all, we're thankful for the sacrifice of his own body and blood that he was willing to make on the cross of Calvary, so that our sins could be washed away and so that we could have the hope of eternal life with you. Our Father, we ask that you guide each of our members. We ask that you would place your healing hands on our members who have health struggles. And our Father, we ask that you would make their bodies whole once again. Our Father, we pray that you will be with the friends and family that each of us may have who are serving our country in various places all around the world. We ask, Father, that you'll place your protective hand over them, and that you'll keep them safe and allow them to share your word with those they come in contact with. Our Father, we ask that you guide us each day as individuals, Father, and also as a body. We ask that you will help us to strengthen your kingdom each day. Father, we ask that you'll guide our brother Russ as he shares with us thoughts from your word. Our Father, we ask that you forgive us when we sin against you. We ask that you lead us each day, and we ask the Holy Spirit to guide us in all we do. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
One of the very first things that we talked about in this study, and we saw the very first prophecy about the Messiah, that he would be coming, would tell us that that Messiah would be born of a woman. We looked at this passage in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, where God told the serpent, "I will put enmity or strife between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy heel, thy head, and thou shalt bruise his feet," or his heel. And so we're reminded of the fact that this Messiah would be born a human being, born of a woman.
Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. "When the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons." Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 21. "This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.'
You shall call him the name Jesus. He will save his people from their sins." You know, I think it was last week or maybe the week before, I shared with you an article that I read about a homeowners association in North Carolina that objected to someone putting a cross there along with their Christmas display, saying that it had nothing to do with Christmas. And that's an indication that people just really don't understand what Christmas is really all about. Jesus, his birth is coming here as a man, as a human being, was so that we could be saved from our sins. The prophecies in the Old Testament also speak of the fact that that this Messiah would be born of a virgin. Okay? In Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14, Isaiah spoke to the people and he wrote, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel."
Right? Matthew chapter 1 verses 22 through 23 reads, "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus."
About the place. You know, when you look at all of the prophecies that have to do with Jesus, it's amazing when you see the details. So, in other words, God didn't just tell the Israelite people, he didn't just tell them that the Messiah was coming, he told him where he was going to be coming. Okay? And so the people knew what to look for and where to look for him. In Micah 5 and verse 2, Micah prophesied, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times."
Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary, and gather all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. O morning stars together, proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his hand. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him, still that dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the heavenly angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us above. Emmanuel.
It's amazing to me how God took care of all the details. Again, not just saying he was going to come, but giving us the specifics. Even to the point of telling us that there would be a star that would lead worshipers to him. A star shall come out of Jacob. A scepter shall rise out of Israel.
Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magadi, east came to him, to Jerusalem, second in Acts. Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.
And what about all those gifts that we like to receive, we like to give at Christmas time, right? And the tradition of that practice comes primarily throughout history from the event of the kings who brought gifts to Jesus. And so the prophecies told beforehand that those events would take place, that kings would bring gifts to the king. The psalmist wrote in 72 and verse 10 and 11, "May the kings of Tarshish and of the coastlands render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Saba bring gifts. May all kings fall down before him, all nations serve him."
Matthew chapter 2, verse 9 through 11. After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed on coming to the house. They saw the child with his mother, Mary. They bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar, fields and fountains, moor and mountains, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Frankincense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh. Prayer and praising, amen, raising, worshiping God on high. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward Lord, leading still, proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume, breeze of life, of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone-cold tomb. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leaning still, proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Glorious now, behold him I rise, King and God and sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, sound from the earth and skies. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading still, proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
You know, the story of the birth of Jesus is not just a story for this time of year. Okay? It's just the beginning. In other words, we need to understand and we need to share with people that Jesus did not come here to this earth as a baby so that we could have Christmas. Okay? That was not the point. That was part of the events that occurred in his coming here. But Christmas is not the end of the story. It's just the very beginning. And it's a story that we need to be sharing with anybody that we can. As we've talked about over and over again, all of those in our Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria, as much as we can to tell the story of Jesus. And we can do that very easily by beginning with his birth. For unto us a child is born.
Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies with angelic hosts proclaim. Christ is born in Bethlehem. With angelic hosts proclaim. Christ is born in Bethlehem. Mount he lays his glory by, born that man that more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead three, deity, pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel, pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Righteousness, faith and life to all he brings. Winds with healing in his wings. Christ by highest heaven adorned. Christ the everlasting Lord. Come, desire of nations, come. Fix in us thy humble home. Come, fix in us thy humble home.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
This portion of our worship is called the Lord's Supper. I'll be reading to you Luke 14, start with verse 22. And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup when he had given thanks and gave it to them, and they all drank of it. "This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will not drink no more of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And Brother Russ said, Christmas is just the beginning about the free gift. And we as Christians ought to be at this time spreading the good news, which is the real gift, that he dying on the cross for our sins. So at this time, let us pray. Our Father, the giver of all, a good and perfect gift, God Jehovah, you are awesome. You sent Jesus to die for our sins. Father, we pray for the bread, which represents Christ's body. And we pray for the blood, the fruit of the vine, which represents his blood. Father, we ask, we will examine ourselves. And Father, we ask that we will really appreciate what Christ has done for us, and that we will be motivated to present the good news to others about the kingdom of God. Father, we ask all of this in your wonderful Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Past Sundays, we ask that everyone will put their dispose of the garbage back into the bag and put it in the trash can in the back. Our next order of worship will be giving. I will be reading to you 1 Corinthians, start with chapter 16, starting with verse 1. "Now concerning the collection for the saints, I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye, upon the first day of the week, that every one of you lay by him in store as God has prospered him, that there be no gathering when I come." We have, for those of us who are here, we have the baskets to put in our offering in the back. And then we have, you can send by PayPal, and also of course, the mail, which might take a little longer since it's the course of the holiday, but God knows your attention and he knows your heart. Let's pray. Father, again, we humbly approach you as humbly as we can. Father, being appreciative of what you have given us. We know everything is yours, but you allow us to have possessions. And at this time, Father, we ask that we present unto you free will gift with a right heart and a righteous spirit. And we ask, Father, that if it be your will for those who cannot give at this time, they can give another time. Father, we just want to glorify your name in all we do. And we ask that you help us to do this. And we ask all this in your wonderful Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 through 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and holding it with justice and righteousness, from that time on and forever. The zeal of Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
You know, we talked about the gifts. Isn't it great, you know, to give gifts to people and to get gifts? See, I got some amens on the getting gifts. We like to get gifts, don't we? But you know, the greatest gift that's ever been given is the gift of Jesus that God gave to us. But there's a gift that each and every one of us can give back to God. It's a gift that he asks for. So it's not like you have to guess and wonder, you know, what does God want? You know, we do that with one another, right? What do I want to get them? What does God want? It's not what God needs, but it's what he wants. And that gift is ourselves. To give our life to him. That's what he wants. So that we can be reconciled to him. So God gives us the gift of his son. And he wants back from us the gift of ourselves. He wants that in the form, first of all, of us dying to ourselves, giving our life totally and completely to him. And once we have done that, we continue, and that's one of the great things about the gift, you see. He continues to give us his son, and we continue to give ourselves back to him as we live in obedience to him. We continue. It's the gift that keeps on giving both ways. And so this morning, as we have our invitation song we're going to sing in just a moment, think about the gift that God has given to us, his son, Jesus Christ. Then think about what he wants from you in return. The gift of yourself. If you have not given your life to Christ, you need to understand that you are separated from God by your sin. And God wants you back. So if that's where you are this morning, you have the opportunity to give the gift of yourself to God. If you're separated from him still by your sin, then repent of those sins and call upon Jesus as your Lord. And have those sins washed away in the waters of baptism. You can do that right now, today. For those who are here with us physically this morning, you can respond by just coming up and letting me know. Or Dale and Wesley will be in the back to receive anyone that would like to have a private prayer or conversation with either one of them back there. We're here this morning to be able to offer gifts to God. For those of you who are worshiping with us online, if you're already a Christian, you perhaps have a prayer request or a need that we can address, you can text either Dale or Wesley while we're singing the next song and let them know, and we'll address that prayer request. If you're worshiping with us this morning and you're not yet a Christian, if you've not given the gift of yourself to God yet, you can do so today, right now. All you have to do is let us know that you're ready to do that, and we will make it happen as soon as is possible. Again, Dale and Wesley, their numbers will be up there on the screen with the song, and you can text either one of them and let them know, and we will address whatever prayer request. And if you want to become a Christian today, all you got to do is let them know, and we'll make that happen. Isn't it great to know that we have a God who's given us not just a gift, but the very best gift that could ever be given? And what He calls upon us to do is to give Him a gift. Gift of ourselves. If we can serve you in any way, we can help you. If you're ready to give that gift, if you haven't already done so, then let us know and we'll make it happen today. Let's stand together and sing. Come